Hey everybody, welcome back to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy.
And we are back for another deep dive.
That's right.
Today we are talking about something that I think a lot of personal injury lawyers out there probably struggle with, and that is choosing the right marketing company.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, there are so many out there.
So many, and it really is such a crucial decision for law firms, you know?
It is.
Because you are essentially entrusting a huge part of your firm's growth to somebody else, to a third party.
Right.
Absolutely.
It can be kind of scary.
Yeah, it can be a little bit frightening. And, you know, you really want to make sure that you are putting your marketing dollars in the right place.
Exactly. You don't want to just be throwing money away on something that's not going
to
work.
So we are going to try to help you guys out there today and give you some tips on how to choose the right marketing company.
Yeah. And the first thing we want to say is don't just Google it.
Like, don't just type in, you know, personal injury marketing agencies and
pick the first one.
Pick the first one you see.
Yeah. I mean, that would be like going to the doctor just based on who has the biggest billboard.
Exactly.
Or the biggest ad.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to choose your health based on that.
Yeah.
So why would you choose your business that way?
Exactly.
So where do you start if not Google?
So one of the first things you should be looking at is experience.
Okay.
You want to find an agency that has a proven track record, and you want to make sure that that track record is specifically working with personal injury law firm.
Okay. So we're not just talking about any marketing company, but somebody who specifically has experience marketing personal injury law firms.
Yes, because marketing for personal injury law firms is different than marketing for
a shoe store.
Yeah, or a restaurant or, you know,
right.
Anything else.
And there's all those ethical considerations too.
Oh, absolutely.
That come into play when you're talking about lawyer marketing.
You've got all the ABA regulations that you have to worry about.
Exactly.
So you really need a company that understands the nuances of personal injury.
Yeah.
The types of cases you handle, the client demographics, all of that.
The challenges that you face and all that. So experience is number one.
Yes.
What else is there?
Well, then you need to look at, are they getting results?
Okay. How do you prove that, though? Or how do you find that out?
Case studies.
Okay.
A reputable agency is going to have case studies that show how they have helped other law firms succeed.
So are we talking like before and after pictures of a website?
Well, you could have that, you know, maybe a before and after of their website traffic.
Okay.
But I think more importantly, you want to look at things like lead generation. Did they increase the number of leads that this firm was getting?
Okay.
Did they improve their ranking in Google searches for certain keywords?
Yeah.
What about their conversion rate? Did they help to improve that?
So we're talking about digging deep and not just taking their word for it, but really looking at the data.
Yeah, exactly. And you shouldn't be afraid to reach out to some of their past clients and say, hey, you know, I saw you worked with this agency. How did it go?
So it's kind of like when we're vetting an expert witness.
Right.
You want to make sure.
You want to make sure they're legit.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense.
And, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting is the Clio Legal Trends report found that firms that are proactive with their digital marketing have a 40% higher conversion rate.
40%.
Than firms that are not so.
That's huge.
I mean, think about that. That's a big difference.
That is huge. And we all know how competitive the personal injury market is.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So if you are not, you know, ahead of the game on your marketing, you are definitely leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you're missing out on a lot of potential clients.
So it sounds like you're saying that not only should they have experience, but they need to be up to date on current trends in digital marketing.
Absolutely, because what worked 5 years ago
doesn't work now.
Might not work today. Mm. And, you know, the landscape is constantly changing.
It is.
Google is constantly changing.
Right.
So you really need a company that's going to stay on top of all of that.
So you need somebody who's adaptable.
Yes.
And can think ahead.
Yes.
All right. So let me just recap and make sure I'm following you.
Okay.
Number one, we're looking for experience with personal injury law firms.
Yes.
Number two, they've got to have results that you can prove and look at the data for.
Yes.
And then number three, they've got to be up to date on all the current trends in digital marketing.
You got it.
Am I missing anything so far?
Well, you know, there's one more thing that's really, really important, and that's compliance. Oh, yeah. Compliance. I mean, that's a whole other animal when it comes to legal marketing, you know?
Absolutely.
You don't want to mess around with those ABA regulations.
Nope. You don't want to risk your license.
Right. One wrong step and you could be in big trouble.
So how do you vet for that when you're looking at marketing companies?
Well, I think the first thing you need to ask them is, Do they follow ABA guidelines? Have they ever had any compliance issues, you know, with their past campaigns?
Yeah, like what are their policies?
Right.
You know, to ensure that their content is compliant.
Exactly. And do they stay up to date on those guidelines?
Yeah, that's important because those things change.
They do. They change all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not enough to just know what the rules are today.
Right. You got to stay on top of it.
You need a company that's going to be proactive about staying informed.
So are there any red flags we should be looking out for when we're, you know, kind of vetting these companies?
I think one of the biggest red flags is if an agency is making unrealistic promises.
Yeah. Like you'll be on the first page of Google tomorrow.
Exactly. You know, we guarantee you'll be at the top of the search results overnight.
That's impossible.
Right. Or you'll have hundreds of new clients by next month, you know.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly. And, you know, real marketing takes time. It takes effort.
There's no magic bullet.
Right. There's no magic bullet. Any agency that's telling you they can get you instant results is probably
cutting corners.
Yeah. Or using tactics that
could get you in trouble.
Right. That could actually hurt you in the long run.
Okay, so unrealistic promises are a big no-no.
Yes.
What else?
Another red flag is a lack of transparency.
Okay.
If an agency isn't willing to tell you up front how much they charge.
Oh, yeah.
Or what their process is or what their strategy is.
You need to run away.
You should be concerned, yeah.
Yeah. No hidden fees or surprises.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
Okay, so no unrealistic promises. Transparency is important. Anything else?
I would also say be wary of agencies that don't seem genuinely interested in your firm's needs and goals.
Okay.
Like they should be asking you questions about your practice.
Yeah.
You know what your target audience is, what your budget is.
You need to really get to know you.
Right. It's like
in your business.
It's like a lawyer. You wouldn't want a lawyer who treats every case the same way.
Right. Everybody's different.
Right. Every client is different. So every law firm is different and your marketing should be tailored to you.
Okay. So to recap, red flags. No unrealistic promises.
Right.
Transparency is key.
Yes.
And they've got to, you know, treat you as an individual and no cookie cutter approaches.
Exactly.
I'm feeling much more confident about all of this now that I have all this information.
Good. I'm glad.
Do you have any other thoughts before we wrap up this deep dive?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about what to look for in a marketing agency.
Right.
But maybe even more importantly, you need to think about what you want.
Oh, okay.
What are your goals for your marketing? Like, what are your goals? What kind of clients are you trying to attract? What's your budget?
Yeah, it's kind of like buying a house.
Exactly.
You know, you don't go out there and just buy the first house, you see.
Yeah.
You really want to think about what you want.
Right.
You know, how many bedrooms do I need?
Yeah.
What kind of neighborhood am I looking for?
Yeah.
What can I afford?
Exactly.
So the same with choosing a marketing agency. If you don't know what you want, you're going to end up with something that doesn't fit your needs.
Exactly. And it's not just about finding an agency that checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
You really want to find one that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, you got to like them.
You're going to be working with these people, you know, hopefully for a long time.
It's a relationship.
It is a relationship, so you want to make sure that it's a good fit.
You want to make sure that they get you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's about more than just the data.
Yeah.
You need to trust these people.
Yes.
You need to be able to communicate with them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to wrap all of this up for our listeners today, before you even start looking at marketing companies, really think about your firm.
Yeah.
And what your specific needs are, what your goals are, what you want to achieve, what kind of clients you're trying to attract.
Right.
What you can afford, all of that stuff.
Exactly.
And then go out there and find that perfect partner.
Yes, the perfect partner.
Well, this has been another great deep dive. Sandy, thanks for all the information.
Of course, my pleasure.
And thank all of you out there for tuning in to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. We will see you next time.